Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey there, week 12. Let's help set your lineups next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, June 17th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at the schedule for next week. Two teams have 5 games, the Rangers and Nationals. 18 teams have 6 games, and 10 teams have 7 games. Let's take a look at some two-start pitchers, and we'll start with these fringy options. And Lance Lynn is up first, up against the Blue Jays and the Orioles. What do you think there?
I think that is something you still want to do. Now, it is worth noting Lance Lynn was supposed to be a two-star pitcher this past week. Something happened that prevented that from coming to fruition. If that happens again next week, he loses that start against the Orioles. That's not great. Obviously, he struggled in his first start, so it's a little risky. But I don't think you stashed Lynn all this time to sit him when he has making 2 starts.
Fair enough. Tyler Malley has been great recently, but he's got some tough matchups next week at home against the Dodgers and at the Giants.
This is not automatic because of the matchups, but I still think most people are going to want to do it with the kind of role Malley has been on recently.
Jack Flaherty, a lot like Lance Lynn, kind of rough first start for him. He only went 3 innings, and he's at the Brewers, home against the Cubs next week.
I think Flaherty has more to prove than Lynn, given the nature of the injury he's coming back from. So I'm a little more reluctant to use him, but the matchups are, you know, pretty solid at Milwaukee versus the Cubs. So I lean yes on Flaherty as well.
And the biggest question of all, Trevor Rogers. He's at the Mets and then home against the Mets.
No, not going to do that. Just too much potential for disaster there against what's, you know, entered Thursday as the number one offense in baseball, believe it or not.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to some two-star pitchers that you can add and stream for next week. Who do you have?
Not many. It's not a great week for two-start streamers. It's not a great week for streamers in general. There are a lot of high-end pitchers taking up a lot of the schedule. So keep that in mind. But I will give you some names here. Kyle Gibson, he himself is 77% rostered, so not highly available. At Texas, at San Diego, his matchups are pretty good. I'd at least use him in points leagues. I don't like recommending Marco Gonzalez. He is pretty combustible at times, but he's been on a decent run lately. At Oakland, that's obviously a really good matchup. And at the Angels has been a pretty good matchup lately. So in points leagues, I think you could go with Gonzalez. Jose Urquidy, boy, these matchups really aren't great. The Mets and the Yankees. But he is backed by the Astros. So, again, probably just thinking points leagues for Urquidy. If you're looking for that extra start, though, he could deliver. And then the bold choice here, the ones that take a lot of bravery to use him, is Zach Davies at San Diego and then versus the Tigers. That's the best matchup of all. Davies has been pitching well lately. Sometimes that changeup's working for him and things go well. When he crashes hard. So again, approach with caution. But Zach Davies is somebody you might consider using this week.
You know what they say, Scott? Fortune favors the brave. Let's move over to the hitters for next week. The best hitter matchups: the Marlins, the Cubs, the Tigers, the White Sox, and the Twins. The worst hitter matchups: Rangers, Blue Jays, Reds, Yankees, and Braves. All right, Scott, some sleeper hitters for next week.
So some good choices in the Marlins lineup. I will point out, though, Jesus Sanchez isn't one of them. 4 lefties on the schedule. He's terrible against lefties, but I do like Jorge Soler. I'm surprised he's as available as he is. Good source of power, especially with these matchups. I also like Garrett Cooper, who's having a monster June, and has always been a good hitter. middling power, but enough, I think. And obviously the matchups are good. Jesus Aguilar, I think, is a fine choice. You mentioned the Cubs have the second best matchups. Christopher Morel might be my favorite sleeper of all. I'd like to see him. I've liked that he's bounced back here in recent days after kind of cooling off in the middle of June. You know, because I was on the fence about him early on. The minor league track record isn't great, but he'd been very productive for the Cubs his first few weeks in the majors. And it looks like he's getting back on track. You could start him at second base or outfield. That's Christopher Morel. I also like Frank Schwindel from the Cubs this week. The White Sox had the fourth best matchups. I think Andrew Vaughn and AJ Pollock are both fine starts. I think Luke Voit, you'll want to get his hot bat in your lineup. The matchups are good enough to justify that. And Alec Thomas, middle of the road matchups for the Diamondbacks, but a lot of righties on the schedule. He does most of his damage against righties and has been picking up the pace recently.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.